Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. Actually, today I'm at a special Sasquatch convention here in Ocean Shores, Washington, on the Pacific Ocean. It's a beautiful sunny day here, and if you are in the area, please come out. I'll be at the conference all weekend, and I'll be doing readings. So if you're in the area, please come out. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 160,000 listeners in over 70 countries. We have an incredible show for you today. During the first hour, I'll be interviewing a wonderful man named Dr. Russell Kobel of the Mount Rainier Clinic in Gig Harbor, Washington. His website is www.mtrainierclinic.com. And not only is Dr. Kobel a caring individual who really cares about people, but he also provides a lot of some free services to veterans. And he picks up where the Veterans Administration leaves off in terms of care. He's a wonderful doctor, and he'll be on my show in just a few minutes. And with that, I'd like to thank all the veterans who are listening to my show today, because without your help, we wouldn't be enjoying the freedoms that we have today. I want to especially thank my dear father, Colonel Raymond A. Marr, for his sacrifice and service in the U.S. Army during World War II and the Korean War, and all the men and women who fought for our country. Veterans Day here in the United States was actually celebrated last Monday, and I want to thank all the veterans who are listening today again for their service. After Dr. Kobel, from 3 to 4 p.m. during the next hour, I'll be having a special prayer ceremony with Zora and Billy Woodard of the Hollow Earth to clean up the water on the Hopi Indian Reservation in Arizona. The water for many people on the Hopi Reservation is full of arsenic. Believe it or not, arsenic. And unfortunately, many people are dying of cancer and other diseases as a result of that pollution. Unfortunately, the federal and state governments don't think they care, because they haven't spent any money at all on the cleanup for the water. And there was actually a federal judge in Washington, D.C. in 2015, which ruled that it was illegal for the federal government to pay for clean water for the Hopi. Believe it or not, it's true story. So we'll be bringing on Billy Faye Woodard, along with Michiko Hayashi of the Moto Peace Project from Tokyo, Japan. Vernon Moskva, a Hopi Indian elder, as well will be coming on, as well as Martha Childress and Leon McLaughlin, who does wonderful work with the Clean Water Foundation of Washington. Leon and his friends and myself were all raising money to pay for clean water filters for the Hopi, so they won't have to drink carcinogenic arsenic water. And so anyway, we hope you can listen to the show during the next hour. I had an incredible time in Peru last month, and I had such a great time, I've decided to go back January 23rd through February 7th and bring some people with me. The cost is just $350 per person, along with airfare and accommodations. And if you'd like to come along with me to one of the most amazing and spiritual places in the world, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me anytime on my cell at 509-750-9793. We'll be visiting Machu Picchu, Cusco, Lima, Lake Titicaca, and lots of incredible places, and this is a trip that you won't want to miss. I want to thank everyone's support so much for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate your help and support, because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. And with that, I'd like to thank everyone around the world who supported my show and me and helped to raise consciousness, make this planet a better place, and especially Jan Rossini of California, Bill Bacon from Seattle, Anita Curtis from Dublin, Ireland, Marian Elias Neuschwanger from Costa Rica, as well as the wonderful Crystal Voyage Spiritual Center in Tacoma, the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. And we're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on the show will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. Also, too, I'd also like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's designing my website, providing wonderful support. My friends in the Galactic Alliance, who I know are listening today, my angelic and earthly family, and KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me anytime, toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888 877-879-8339. I believe in the power of positive thought. And before we start, I'd like to ask everyone to please send lots of love and light to Florida, as well as the people of Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, the Virgin Islands, and everyone who's been affected by the hurricanes in the Caribbean. And also to please send lots of love and light to people in Mexico who were hurt by the recent earthquake. With that, I'd like to also ask everyone to send lots of love and light to my dear friend Carolyn White in Olympia, as well as Masako, Michiko's Hayashi's mother in Japan, as well as my good friend Ryan and Ben Oregon and Dr. William out in Tacoma. They're all feeling better thanks to your wonderful prayers. I also want to thank everyone so much for their support for my recent Galactic Wisdom Conference that was held in Olympia, Washington, in the United States earlier this year. Because of its success, I'll be having my fourth annual conference on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2018, at the same address, same location, 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia, about an hour south of the Seattle airport. If you register early before the end of December, the registration will only be $147 for the entire five-day event, and after January 1st, the cost will be $197. To register, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Our speakers will include Michiko Hayashi of the Modal Peace Project and Dr. Yoshi, who will be demonstrating his awesome Hado machines, which help with many physical and spiritual conditions. In addition, we'll be having a famous naturopathic doctor, Dr. Kyra Roca from the Bahamas, who will be giving presentations on acupuncture, feng shui, and ancient Buddhist healing techniques. Also, Dr. Angel Fernandez from the Dominican Republic, as well as Simon Parks, will be giving a presentation. And also, there's a new famous film that's just come out now, Tetsushiro Torni's film on Edgar Casey. That'll be shown on Saturday, March 10th at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This will be North American premiere of this film on Edgar Casey, and it's the first one that I believe has ever been done at Edgar Casey, so it'd be one that you won't want to miss. With that, I'd like to bring on my my first guest here, Dr. Richard Russell Coble. Dr. Coble, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Ted. Thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, I'm so glad you're on today. Now, you did share with me that you had something happen last night, and I'd like to ask everyone to send love and light to you. Did you hurt your back? Is that right? If you don't mind me mentioning it.
Yeah, I was working with a patient, and the patient fell, and I was not balanced when I caught them, and I did injure my back. So I'm actually home this afternoon, all day, sitting in my chair with ice packs.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd like to ask, I believe in the power of positive thought, Dr. Coble, so I'd like to ask everyone around the world listening today to please send lots of love and good energy and light to my good friend, Dr. Coble, so, to his back, so he'll feel better.
Thank you.
Feel all that love coming in? So.
Oh, yes, lots of it.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Good. Great. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. Well, Dr. Coble, I wanted to have you on today, not only because you're an excellent physician and you look for alternative ways to heal people, but you also do some free stuff for veterans, too. And I visited your clinic a couple days ago, and one of the things I was really intrigued by were your hyperbaric chambers. Could you explain a little bit how they work and what they can help with?
Yes, well, I have there's two types of hyperbaric chambers. There's the hard shell chambers, which I have two of those, mm-hmm. in which you get 100% pure medical grade oxygen into the chamber, and then that oxygen is put under pressure anywhere from usually anywhere from about 16 feet to up about 50 feet, equivalent being underwater. And the second type of this hard shell chambers, you have two types. You have a monoplace and you have a multiple larger unit where you have 6, 7, 8, 12 people in it. The other mm-hmm. type of hyperbaric units that are out there are soft shell, in which they generally use the air in the room pumped up mm-hmm. into the bag, so you're getting 21% oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Some of
mm-hmm.
the folks do put a generator to try to generate more oxygen. They can get up to about 55%. But our hard shells, all of them are operated under 100% pure medical-grade oxygen under pressure.
Wonderful, wonderful. And if you don't mind, could I ask a dumb question?
No questions on it is dumb. We don't know the answers, Ted.
Okay. Good. Well, why would someone I can read the minds of some of my listeners out there in the audience around the world, and they're thinking, well, why would anyone want to increase their oxygen supply? To me, it would mean that you're able to heal better and feel better. But could you explain the reasons for that?
Well, I go back just a little bit. The first decompression chambers way back in the late 1800s were developed to be used with divers, because when they come up, they come out too fast, and then there's an imbalance in the gases. So that's when they were originally developed. But for many years, that's what people think that hyperbaric units are for, for divers. But that's not true. There's a lot of research that's been done on using the use of hyperbarics for healing. As you and I talked the other day and mentioned the veterans, we have a lot of big bases out here in the Northwest. And we have a lot of these folks coming home from the Afghanistan and Iraq that have TBIs, traumatic brain injuries, and also as far as the PTSD. These folks can benefit from oxygen. There's a lot of medical conditions are there because they don't have enough oxygen for healing. Under pressure, then the oxygen does not have to rely on just being transferred around the body through the red blood cells. But the oxygen is dissolved into all body fluids, plasma, central nervous system, lymph system, bone. And it can get the oxygen to places where the circulation is diminished or even blocked, like in strokes and that. So oxygen is very healing. And we can't have healing without the oxygen.
Wow, that's amazing. You had mentioned to me a patient you had, or have now, actually. Every time its chemtrails are being sprayed, he feels it. But then, did you mention that the hyperbaric chambers can help him with that by forcing oxygen into his system?
Yes, we can override and give him an extra amount of oxygen, and he recovers very nicely. I usually see him about 24 hours after you see the chemtrails.
Right.
And so I know when the chemtrails are over above that in the next couple of days I'm going to see him. So he responds very well to the oxygen and the clearing, balancing out in his system.
Well, I know my friends south of Olympia in the Yelm area in the past 6 months, some of them have gotten very sick, very ill from the chemtrail spraying. In Washington State, the western side of the mountains is the area sprayed by the U.S. Air Force, and the eastern side is for some reason is sprayed by the U.S. Navy. You can clearly see the two different designs on the planes. And the amazing thing to me, I don't want to go too much on this today, but the amazing thing to me, Dr. Coble, is that here you have these planes spraying all these hazardous chemicals, harmful chemicals in the air right above our heads. None of the media discusses it, except I do discuss it on my show. But it's almost like you're living in this strange 1984 George Orwellian kind of reality where the media intentionally ignores certain important stories. But anyway, I'm glad you're providing some good help to those people.
Well, it certainly helps to balance out, give them the oxygen. Like I say, with the heart shell chambers, you get 100% oxygen. Administered under pressures of up to, my unit's gonna, I can only go to three ATAs, which is about 66 feet. But there are chambers that can go deeper than that.
Wow, wonderful. Now, you mentioned the other day, too, that you do chelation therapy. Could you explain what that is, please?
Well, we do chelation therapy for two different reasons. One is to help reduce the plaquing in your vein, and then the other point we use the chelation is for removal of toxic metals. So we do testing by urine collection as well as blood to determine the toxic levels, and then we have something to monitor it as they do a chelation therapy. So we have two different types of... Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Dr. Coble. Yes, please go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So we use two different types of a chelating agent. We use a disodium for generally cleaning up the plaquing, and mm-hmm. we use calcium for particularly for the lead of the toxic metals. So both of them will work for all the toxic metals. It's just that the calcium EDTA has worked better on lead. If that's the only one I got, and so that's the chelation.
One of the problems with the chemicals spraying in eastern Washington is that they spray massive amounts of harmful metals like aluminum, barium, strontium, titanium, and that translates into real sickness and health problems. There's an epidemic, for example, of pneumonia and bronchitis in Moses Lake, Washington. It also has one of the highest breast cancer rates in the nation, and I think a lot of it's attributable to the spraying. I have friends over there who've been sick for years from the spraying, but I'll tell them about your program now because they didn't know really what to do about it, how to get the heavy metals out.
Well, there's a lot of them over there, and you'd think that part of the country would have one of the best air qualities because of its location, but the air quality in the water is bad because of all the spraying and fertilizers they use on their wheat crops, et cetera.
Well, that's true, and much of then of course you've got the not only that, but they also use a lot of pesticides in the agricultural crops over there. So that also ends up in the food chain as well. Well, that's wonderful. When people go through this chelation therapy, how long does it take? Does it depend upon the patient's condition, or?
Well, it depends on the patient's condition. It can be anywhere from just about, the standard protocol is about 30. So we go through that protocol about 3 times a week, and then we retest to see what changes are happening. And then go from there if they need more.
Okay, great. Well, I'm so glad that you do the work you do, Dr. Coble, because I didn't know who to people refer people to, actually, but now I do. Now I do.
Well, we have the largest IV clinic here in the west side of the Cascades, between
Wonderful.
Vancouver and Vancouver. And then we're only one of 4 places that have the hard shell chambers in which you can get the treatment without having to be going to the hospital. Hospitals are limited what they can do to about 13 diagnoses. And we're not limited to that, so there's just we have a lot of under one roof where people can come.
Nice. Well, the other thing too I like about your location, you're surrounded by trees, and as a psychic, I saw all kinds of forest divas and forest fairies around your clinic, giving you good energy for your patients. So,
I'm reminded every day with all the needles that are falling.
Okay. That's good. Tell me this too. Have you dealt with people like with cancer and that kind of any like how have you had patients with cancer and how have you treated them?
Well, we have a lot of patients with cancer. We don't treat cancer per se. They do have to have an oncologist on board. But our treatments are geared to being supportive as far as the immune system is concerned.
Sure.
So we do a lot of things as far as boost the immune system, including high doses of vitamin C, which is a common factor in cancer treatment. So we have quite a few people with cancer we've treated. And as you know, I have just come through that myself.
Right.
And there was a lot of hyperbaric and the different types of nutritional IVs and things that we use. That we're on the other side of it now. So we do treat people with the cancer, absolutely.
I'm sure you already know this, Dr. Coble, but doctors in ancient Egypt always called diseases, they would take the word disease and they'd split it to 2 infinitives. And they would say that any disease, like cancer or other problems, physical problems were always caused by spiritual factors. And so any disease was caused by a dis-ease, stress. And what they would do is recommend have people find the spiritual cause for any disease and then address that, because once you addressed that, then that would help get rid of the physical disease. One of the things they would do is always prescribe people to try to visualize golden light, golden healing light around their physical condition, because that would help heal it. They said that golden light was God's healing light. This is getting into the fifth dimension and sixth dimensions, and I know that you do most of your work here in the third dimension, but I wanted to share that with you from a spiritual perspective.
Well, I've used the word dis-ease probably since I was in college, and that's been 48 years ago. So I used to do it all the time, abbreviate it that way, break it up into dis-ease, and then try to work on making it more easy for them.
Wow, that's great. That's great. That's great. You also do work with stroke recovery. How does that work? Like, people come in and like they've lost maybe part of their right side or their left side from a stroke, and how do you help them? Is that done through the hyperbaric chambers, or what kinds of things do you do there?
Well, several different approaches, Ted. I'm in practice today still with my hyperbarics, and that because of my wife's history herself 10 years ago, this coming January. And I took her to this clinic. It was in down by Olympia, Washington.
Right.
And she did very well with the therapies that they offered there. And 2 years later, that's when I bought this clinic and came back into practice. But hyperbaric, what we talked about is that, you know, it enters your body and all the fluids, and not just in the bloodstream, as far as through the red blood cell with the oxygen. So it can it helps to revive the cells, and it also helps to promote new pathways. So it can go around the blocked area.
Wonderful.
So that's the way it works. And generally, if I understand it correctly, that the pressure flattens out the cells a little bit, which allows an easier penetration of the oxygen. So whether it's a traumatic brain injury or, you know, a stroke, I get the strokes all the way from someone that not realizing they had a stroke maybe 24 hours ago. They come in and we do a neurological on them, determine that that's what it was. Not always, but we like to send them out for a CT scan if they can be covered for that. And we also have people with strokes that have stroked 5 years earlier. We have people that come directly from the hospital as soon as they're released from the hospital, where they can swallow, et cetera. And they come in that regard as well with it. But it all has to do with areas of apoxia, which is low oxygen. And we increase the oxygen. And part of the treatment, too, is with chelation and working with the veins and getting those to open up where they've been blockages. And here again, the oxygen helps to develop new pathways.
Wonderful, wonderful. I, as a psychic, my world view is a little different than other people. And I've been in touch with Professor Albert Einstein and others on the other side for the last several years. And Professor Einstein just came in, and he wanted me to give you this message, Dr. Coble, if you don't mind. He said that he said that we only use maybe 5, maximum 10% of our brain, so that when somebody has a stroke, he's telling me now to tell you this, my listeners, that there's always the opportunity for healing. So don't listen to anybody who tells you that you've lost the use of your limbs, or you won't be able to speak again, because you can always draw upon that 90-95% of your brain that you don't use to do the healing, to have new neural pathways to get around any kind of condition caused by the stroke. So that gives people hope, and I think when you're treating, if you could talk about that would be great. So.
Well, we've known for many years that we only use about 10% of the brain.
Sure.
So when you get a blockage, it's not well, there's different stages of stroke too.
Right.
Depends on where the blockage is or whether it's a hemorrhagic stroke.
Mm-hmm.
But either
mm-hmm.
way, another time we can talk about concussions, but that's a big topic today. Is
sure.
that the hyperbaric oxygen reduces the swelling in the brain from the bleed or the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another tremendous benefit from the hyperbaric oxygen to reduce the swelling. I mean, a lot of these young kids are getting these concussions in their sport.
Right.
And we lost a football player last fall up north. And I honestly believe if they would have put him in hyperbaric that get the brain swelling down, that he would have still been with us. But he died after 3 days from brain swelling.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad.
Yeah. So hyperbaric oxygen can do a lot of things. You know, it's also antibacterial and antiviral.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you can treat with hyperbaric on these other some other conditions as well with it. But with
uh-huh.
a stroke and that, they always will receive hyperbaric oxygen treatments and the chelation to open those blood vessels back up.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
But we do other things too. We make dietary changes, supplementation, and those types of things too. It's not just a one or two dimensional thing. It's
right.
lifestyle changes all the way around.
Sure, sure. One of the things on your card, you say that you also treat digestive disorders, including leaky gut. And I know that genetically modified foods like corn, genetically modified corn here in the United States, causes leaky gut. It also causes Crohn's disease as well, because what happens is that when people eat genetically modified corn here in the United States, and you have to remember that 96% of the corn grown here in the U.S. is genetically modified, the genes of the corn come into your body, and those genes produce Roundup and herbicides and pesticides, and those things get lodged in your intestines, still producing the Roundup. So you end up with this horrible digestive system problems. And I'd love to know how you treat that.
Well, here again, it's a multifaceted treatment program. First of all, we try to identify the culprit through testing. And then I do a lot of supplementation, gut repair as far as nutritionally is concerned, making sure they're getting a good probiotic and all that. I use a lot of electrical stimulation to stimulate the nervous system to get better results at the end of that nerve or the different organ.
Mm-hmm.
And I use what we refer to as constitutional hydrotherapy, which is a serious application of hot and cold towels with electrical stimulation to increase the immune system.
Mm,
we employ some of our IVs to help increase the immune system.
Wonderful.
And then I also, we do a lot of colon hydrotherapy, colonic therapy at our office.
Mm-hmm.
You saw yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So we use all that, and then... you know, I started to say earlier, but with your psychic abilities and your different dimensions that I always look at as far as the physical, mental, and spiritual being.
Sure.
So I've got one person I'm treating right now that there's a lot of spiritual stuff that's going on, and she's got to fight that battle with someone else, not me, and then get people to slow down. Look at their stress levels. They eat too fast.
True.
And talk and chew and swallow and drink.
Sure.
No.
Sure.
All those functions at the same time, and we're not built to handle all that.
Yeah.
So we
approach
it in many different ways, different supportive therapies, and for the most part, everyone does quite well.
Well, I have to tell you, I was invited. I had planned to be at my studio in Bellevue. Normally, I am. For today's radio show, but when I was invited out to the Sasquatch conference at Ocean Shores, the idea of spending the day or the weekend at the ocean was too strong to resist. So that's why I'm out here today.
It's beautiful over there, and I heard you say that the sun was shining over there today. So it's got a little
beautiful.
Bit of it here too, but we're in our winter season, as you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's a beautiful sunny day. And when I was on the radio show last week, I got the message that I would be get in contact with. The mer people, mermaids and mermen, out here at the oceans.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they said just to walk along the beach, put my feet in the water, and using my psychic abilities, tune into them, and they'll communicate with me. So I'm looking forward to doing that today after the show. And if I am able to talk to them, I'll sure let everybody know next week. So
that water, my friend, is cold. It's not a California beach.
Well, that's true, or Hawaii for that matter. I'm sure it'll wake me up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What I have to ask you, I don't mind me asking you this question, Dr. Coppola. What do you think of GMO foods? I avoid them like the plague, but for your patients, do you recommend they get off of them if they've got like digestive problem, leaky gut, or Crohn's disease?
Well, I recommend they get off it even if they don't have those, because
okay,
they're going to develop
sure
problems.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm, here again, they know it causes problems, and I like to treat preventative, so hey, just get off of it. Don't even go there.
Sure, sure. Sure, absolutely, absolutely. Well, it's pretty insidious. If you look at the, like any pop, like Coke, for example, contains high fructose corn syrup. And since 96% of the corn in the United States is genetically modified with the Roundup and carcinogens right in the corn, so when you drink that Coke, you're drinking genetically modified corn syrup, which contains this very hazardous chemical.
That's why people shouldn't drink soft drink.
Right.
That and
right,
the diet soft drink. There's a lot of reasons
sure
not to drink them.
Oh, sure. Right, right,
you just need to
right
drink clean water, like you're talking about as far as your Hopi people.
Mm-hmm.
Just do anything you can to get them some clean water down there.
Well, this will be covered during the next hour, and I hope you can listen during my next hour, too. And I want to give my friend Billy Fay Woodard and Zora of the Hollow Earth will be coming on, and I'm going to be asking him to give you a healing. And if you could stay on for my next hour, it won't take long. I'll ask him to give you a quick healing.
Yep, I can do that.
Okay. great. Do you often run into people, like any physical condition is often related to a spiritual condition. People that have physical problems, often do you often see the spiritual reasons for their physical problems, Dr. Coble?
Well, I don't, but that's part of my questioning when I first interview them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know where they're coming from, because I don't treat in that area, so I mm-hmm usually find someone or help them find someone to work with them.
Sure,
but yes, it's all part of the healing.
Mm-hmm.
If that's out of mm-hmm balance, then your three-legged stool is not going to stand up for you. Sit on it.
Sure, sure. Well, one of the things that I like, I was in Italy last year, and they have like lunches. Well, in France too, they have lunches that are 2 and 3 hours long. And when you have a lunch that's that long, you're not inhaling your food. You take time to eat it, and
that's,
you take time to drink
correct
whatever beverages you're having. And here in the United States, I mean, so much of it's fast food, and people are busy. We're all busy, and Americans work a lot. We all work a lot around the world, but we don't have the perception that we need time for food, so we don't take the time to have a leisurely lunch or dinner.
Well, I think that's very true. I just recently had a gal that all of her abdominal issues were related to how she ate, not what she
mm-hmm
ate, but how she was eating it.
Mm-hmm.
We got that squared away and got her in some counseling as well, and he's doing fantastic. So it's definitely a part that has to be addressed in the healing process.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. That's great. That's great. You also, let me, I'm looking at your information here. What is, what do you do for burns? Like somebody who's had a bad burn?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do after I check them, I'm going to put them in a hyperbaric.
Oh, okay.
I've got a little gal that was being stubborn and sat down the driveway, and Mama backed over her and stopped the car with a muffler on her buttock.
Uh-huh.
And I did not get her into the chambers for probably about 6 months, 7 months after
mm-hmm
they did surgery. And she was 11 years old. She's healed up. There's not a scar on her body from it. and attribute that to the hyperbaric, even though we got started really late with it.
Mm-hmm.
Had another gal just a year ago that had a gasoline burn from a motorcycle accident in the woods. And left her pants on, gasoline-soaked leg, second, third-degree burns, and she has no scarring today.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's amazing.
My burns, I treat with hyperbaric and some homeopathy, and try not to put anything on if I don't have to.
Well, that's
when I started on the hyperbaric, I start them out at two sessions a day, an hour sessions, and then then after about 4 or 5 days, it gets down to 1 day. But I know I saw that particular 33-year-old. I saw her 17 days in a row.
Wow.
It paid off for her. So I
treat
the burns that way. Yeah.
That's good. I want to ask you this question. I'm going to word this carefully too, but how has other more traditional medical doctors or the medical establishment where you live, what's been their reaction to your alternative treatment methods?
Well, I wish to say it was all fantastic and really great responses and good camaraderie, but I have about four docs in my area, including two oncologists that send patients to us for care. And one is does wound care, and she sends them over for adjunctive care, and with the hyperbaric, and even after 9 months, no response, and 12 days, she sent me back a report that it was 50% healed after 9 months of not healing at all.
Wow.
So it could be a lot better, but I think if we educate more and people know more that I'm here. I've been here 7 years. There'll be more that will come along. There's always going to be those that won't. But we got those that do support us. So that's good.
Well, that's good. That's good. And about your background, I remember reading that you had done some work at Bastyr University up in Seattle.
Yes, I graduated from the National College of Naturopathic Medicine and the National Chiropractic College, which is in Chicago, and the Naturopathic College is in Portland. And then after Bastyr was started, I was an adjunctive professor up there for a while. But I haven't taught the last 3 years, so I'm slowing down.
Wonderful. What do you do with if people are like have radiation poisoning or they have radiation burns? How do you use the hyperbaric chambers with that or chelation?
Oh, absolutely. I've had them from jaw necrosis, so both radiation as well as the drug that they give them to offset the radiation, and we treat that with the hyperbaric. Any radiation burns or any of the cancer patients that are undergoing radiation therapy, they come into my clinic right after they finish the radiation treatment.
Oh, okay.
So if that's every day, I see them every day. If they're only getting them 3 times a week, then we see them on those days after they get out of radiation. And then I also use homeopathic radiation to help get it out of the system.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I hope you don't mind me saying this, but I know that I've heard this statistic and I wanted to run it by you. I've been told by other medical doctors that traditional methods for treating cancer, including radiation therapy and the chemical treatments are only like 93% effective, and people often heal not because of it, but in spite of it. And I don't know why anybody would have that kind of treatment when the success rates are so dismally low.
Well, that number is getting better. It's not quite that low now. I think we're somewhere up there. They are up somewhere around 4 to 5%, maybe 6%. But there's different reasons for it. Number one, the oncologist that they're seeing doesn't really look outside of the box. This is just what we were taught to do, and this is what we're going to do.
Sure.
And their patients aren't given an option. They're rushed. They're frightened. give them a certain time to live, but I don't know that any of us have that notion of how long we're going to live.
Sure.
So
right.
I think it's well, I don't know what I can say on that, but I think it's scare tactics. You got to do this right now, or you're going to be dead tomorrow.
Right. I've heard of instances where medical doctors, even though they're well-meaning, Dr. Coble, they might tell someone, well, you've got like 1 month or 6 months to live. And you know what happens? Then they die after 1 month or 6 months because their belief system. Yeah, they bought into it. And their belief system believes that they're going to die. And then they do die. But what's interesting is that when patients, I think, are told conversely that you're going to beat this, that you're going to get better and you're going to feel much better, then they do get better. Because the mind has a powerful influence, I think, on your health and well-being.
I always take the approach that, you know, we may not cure their cancer, but whatever time that they do have left on this world, there's very few of them that I have not been able to increase their quality of life.
Sure.
So that's the hope that I know that I can give them and be certain that's going to happen.
I want you to come down to my conference next year. It'll be held on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 12th and 13th in Olympia, Dr. Coble. And when the conference will have a film by a famous Japanese film director named Tetsushiro Tori. I'll be playing it on Saturday, March 10th, beginning at 2 p.m. And it'll all be all about Edgar Cayce and his ability to heal people. And what Mr. Cayce would often do is that he'd go back into a person's past lives as to why they're experiencing this particular physical problem now. And then he'd go back and try to remedy it from a spiritual perspective. He was very effective. And to my knowledge, I think it's the first time a major full-length film has been produced on Edgar Cayce. All the other ones somehow went wrong and they weren't able to produce it. But this is the first time this full-length film will be shown here in North America, and I hope you can come for that.
Well, we'll put it on the calendar Saturday, March 10th, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. That'll be 2 o'clock.
Yeah. I'll just bring note of that.
Yeah, and we have plenty of room. The place where we're having it, a place called Harmony Hall, actually has a capacity of up to, I think it's like 1,080 people. So there's lots of room for everyone.
Okay, good. We'll talk about it and put it on the calendar.
To watch it. The second thing that you can come down for, if you like, is to see how the Hado machines work. Hado machines are vibrational machines. They were used successfully by Dr. Masaru Emoto before he passed away in 2014. He treated something like 10,000 people with these machines, and they would go into, and he thought everything was Hado, Dr. Coble. It was everything was vibration. So that if you had cancer, for example, cancer cells are very low vibration. They vibrate at something like 2 hertz per second. But if you can raise the vibration of that person, you can get rid of the cancer. In theory, this is how this is the theory of how he worked. But he was very successful when he used these machines and his treatment methods. And I guess I think this goes back to also doctors when they tell a patient, for example, that you're going to die in a month. Well, that course brings them down, and that negativity can help kill a person if they believe in it. So it's always good to try to remain as positive as possible. So, I have to ask you, is your back feeling better now after everyone sent you lots of love and light?
Well, I haven't tried to get up out of the chair. I'm still in an ice pack.
Okay.
I'll be better. I'll be better.
Okay, later on, try to do some somersaults and then let me know how you did. And
I can do that.
Do you mind if I give out our studio number, Dr. Coble, because there might be some questions out there people may ask.
That's fine. I have no problem with that.
Okay, good. Our studio line number is area code 425-373-5527 in the Seattle area, or you can call really anywhere in the world using that number. Again, it's 425-373-5527. Could you tell me some miracle stories, success stories from your patients using chelation or the hyperbaric chambers you could share on the air?
Oh, where does one start? I'm going to start with a hyperbaric story that started with the first day that I was allowed to use my hyperbaric units. In other words, I received my permission from the city to use them.
Okay.
And I had a young man that I've been talking to the parents for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
This was in the middle of January in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And the story goes that this young 21-year-old man was swimming in one of our cold water lakes here.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody jumped off the dock to swim to shore. They pushed him in, even though he said he couldn't swim. And he was in the water about 13 minutes.
Uh-huh.
He went to the hospital. He was there 6 weeks. No changes on, just totally comatose.
Uh-huh.
They sent him to a nursing home for 6 weeks. Finally told the parents, we can't do any more for him. Take him home. So they started doing their own research. This was started in August. Come to see us in January. And the comatose, he just lay there, eyes open, but nobody home.
Oh, no.
And long story short, every day we saw him. I went in on Sunday. I saw him 7 days a week for over a month.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first day, he did not have any voluntary extremity jerking during the night.
Mm.
Every day, something different. We noticed something different. We cried every day with him.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, he got where he could do the TV, his iPad, talk in single-syllable words. And today he's doing much better. The company with the hyperbarics restored an old unit for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he has it a house, and he still gets five weeks of a hyperbaric every day.
Wow.
And then he gets 2 weeks off, and then he goes back with another 5 weeks. And he's progressing every day. He can walk with some help.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the Dr. Hart in New Orleans that really is our hyperbaric guru.
Uh-huh.
People could go on his website and watch a similar story of a kid that tried to commit suicide with an automobile and went through the windshield. And that's Dr. Harch, H-A-R-C-H.
Okay.
And took his website, and it's amazing. And that's the same type of story that I have here. Of course, in my two burns that I talked to you about.
Sure.
I feel those are just fantastic fantastic results. So I've had my fair share of successes and miracles, and I just thankful every day.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. When you go to sleep at night, you can think that you've helped people. You know that you've helped people, and it must give you a good feeling, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And one thing about myself and my practice over the years, I always ask for guidance and help when I go into my office,
mm-hmm.
and I always give thanks when I come out at night.
Mm.
And that's the spiritual aspect of what I do.
Well, I know that
Dr. Harch's website, and just H-A-R-C-H, and they can read multiple stories of these types of things happening with hyperbaric.
Wonderful, wonderful. I know the basic nature of people is to be kind, benevolent, loving, and sweet. And through your caring and your caring for people, Dr. Coble, you've been able to achieve medical miracles. And you've thought outside the box, too, in terms of treating people. And I guess the lesson for many other more traditional doctors here in the area and elsewhere in the world is to look at seriously what you're doing and look at the kind of things that they can learn from you rather than ridiculing you or trying to put you down, because ultimately your success speaks for itself.
You know, and that success then is also about education.
Mm-hmm.
Just have to get the exposure out there, and it's going to resonate with some of the docs.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Now, one of the things, too, before we've got about 5 or 6 minutes left, I wanted to ask you about is acupuncture. Do you have somebody that does acupuncture there in your clinic or has done it in the past?
Well, I did until just 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I totally support acupuncture, and I'm currently looking for someone to join my clinic that does
it. Great. Well, when I have my Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, one of the doctors I'll be bringing is a famous naturopathic doctor named Dr. Cairo Rocha, R-O-C-H-A. He's from Nassau in the Bahamas, and he used to have an acupuncture school in Brazil. So he does teach acupuncture, and he's very good at it. The guy's just a I call him a whiz kid of alternative healing methods, and I'm sure you'll have an interesting time, interesting talk with him while you're there. And he also, Dr. Rocha also teaches ancient Buddhist healing techniques through hands, through different hand motions that he learned for a time. He spent some time in Tibet, actually, learning from some Tibetan lamas and masters there on the different hand motions and how that can be used to help heal people with heart strokes and all kinds of things. He also gives a fascinating lecture as well, Dr. Coble, on plants. And for example, he said that many plants, their color, texture, and shape is indicative of the kind of help they can provide. One example he told me about earlier this year when I was in the Dominican Republic and I saw his lecture was that tomatoes, for example, when you slice a tomato in half, it looks like a heart inside, and actually tomatoes are very good for your heart with vitamin C.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a whole study of that if you get into the plant life like that, and I just never have done it, but I've read some of those articles about how the different plants and foods are shaped that help as far as the healing process is concerned.
Sure. Sure. Well, he has a very interesting lecture, and then I've asked him to cover that in his lecture when he comes next March, and people coming to my conference will be able to meet him. The first day, actually, Friday, March 9th, is free. So if you're broke and can't afford the registration, come anyway, because that first day is free, and you'll be able to meet everybody. We've got about 3 minutes left, and I wanted to give you the rest of the time, Dr. Coble, to talk about anything you like and also to wrap up your wonderful interview today. And I thank you so much again for coming on my show.
Well, I just appreciate the opportunity to talk to folks all over the world with what we're doing out here.
Mm-hmm.
My clinic is also known all over the world. My clinic was started by Dr. Elmer Cranton, medical doctor, who was one of the first ones doing all the research with the chelation and working with the hyperbaric. And I just still, at the time when my wife had her stroke, we really questioned why. But, you know, we know why. It led me back into practice and do and have available at our fingertips all the tools that we have nowadays. So it's I enjoy practice. Anybody wants to come out this part of the world, I'll be more than happy to see them, and just be God bless all of them, and once again thank you for having me on.
Well, you're a great doctor. I'm so happy you could come on. Let me give out your website again and contact information. It's www.mtrainier, R-A-I-N-I-E-R, clinic, clinic.com. And you're located in Gig Harbor, Washington, which is just across the bridge, Tacoma Narrows Bridge from Tacoma, which is not far from the Seattle airport. You can probably about 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. About 45 minutes. And your email, for people who would like to email me, can I give that out?
Yeah, Dr. Coble.
Okay, Dr. and then K as in King, O-L-B-O, at mtrainierclinic.com. And anyway, Dr. Coble, well, listen, if you'd like to, we have a crowded hour next. I have a lot of people on, and Eric said we may not, but if you can, Eric, if we can hold him on maybe for just till a few minutes after the hour, I want to have Billy give him a healing. And if you could just stay on for a few minutes past three, and I'll ask my friend Billy Woodard to give you a healing, and if possible. Okay. All right. And thank you again.
For too long. You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much. All right. Great. Please stay tuned, friends, for our next hour. We'll be bringing in a special healing ceremony by Billy and Zora of the Hallow Earth. Thank you so much.